Welcome back. Well, Spot Hero is a digital parking service that touts itself as the only independent off-street provider in North America, here to discuss how it can help take the stress out of driving and how it may come in handy this Super Bowl Sunday is Mark Lawrence, Spot Hero founder and CEO. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. First, if you would just describe the business model for us, explain how does it work, who are your customers, who are your partners, and it is independent, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So we're completely independent. What Spot Hero does, we're on a mission to empower people to get everywhere easier. And what we do is partner with different parking companies nationwide or people with individual spots. We bring them together in a marketplace to make it easier to park so you know exactly where you're going and how much you're going to pay. So we've got access to millions of parking spots at thousands of locations in 300 cities in the United States and Canada.
And then how does a payment structure work as far as what's your cut and what's your partner's cut? And how does it compare to, let's say, if you went to park in a, you know, in a garage somewhere, a parking lot?
Yeah, so we are a marketplace. So we have a commission model where we take a percentage for all the parking that we sell. So, you know, the way that it works is you can get a discount by paying through Spot Hero, and you also get a lot more convenience. You can book it in advance. You know exactly where you're going to park and how much you're going to pay.
And then net revenue was in 2021 up by 90% year over year. How did the pandemic affect your business model? And then what's your bandwidth nationally as far as how many locations do you have? How many customers do you serve?
Yeah, so we've got millions of customers. We're actually just approaching $1 billion in lifetime parking sold. We have enough inventory where we could sell over $2 billion of parking a year. The pandemic obviously was very difficult for us. There were times where revenue fell greatly, as you could appreciate. But, you know, we've since broken through pre-pandemic records across many different places, net revenue including. As you mentioned, we pretty much have close to doubled since last year. Our growth is accelerating, and we're making a lot of product improvements to make things, as we call, a heroic customer experience for drivers.
And then I was telling you in the break, I'd actually never heard of your service before, but I think it's a great idea. What sort of feedback are you getting from customers? How much easier are you making life for them?
You know, I think there's folks that are saying, I don't park anymore. I Spot Hero. Spot Hero is a verb because, you know, you could drive around in circles looking for a street parking spot, never finding it. You can get ticketed or towed. There are a whole host of things. Not just how much it costs, but the whole experience can be very difficult. And so, you know, when I co-founded the company with Larry almost 10 years ago, the whole focus was how do you make things easier for drivers and millions of people and $1 billion of parking sold. There are a lot of fans.
How do you decide where to deploy your resources to get maximum return on investment? Because in a city like New York, let's say, you know, I was telling our producers earlier on today that I decided to go to the U.S. Open this summer. I went to the men's final. I don't drive, so I took an Uber. It was fine getting there, but getting out of the stadium was a complete nightmare. It took me 2.5 hours for my Uber to finally show up. When I did, I was so miserable. I said, I'm never doing this again. But I can imagine if people have a car and they can go and park and, you know, Spot Hero was available, it takes so much out of the pain out of it. But how does investment in a city like New York, where so many people like me don't drive, don't have a car, use public transport, compared to something like Los Angeles, where the Super Bowl game is this, you know, Sunday in Inglewood, everyone's going to drive to the game, right?
Yeah, so LA is a much more car dependent city. I'll answer your question about New York, which is simply, even though a lower percentage of people drive, it's actually one of the largest parking markets in the country just because there's so many people. So, you know, we actually have an office in New York and it is one of our largest markets and very important to us. Los Angeles, very fast growing. We have a lot of Super Bowl parking. In terms of where you want to park, sometimes it can be more convenient to park a little bit further away to avoid just that congestion. Because whether you're taking a ride share or you're driving and parking, you might want to be a little bit further away so that you can get out. And, you know, we've done a number of different Super Bowls for parking, whether it's individual spots or working with our parking partners. But where you're going to park for an event like the Super Bowl, which I think there's 150,000 people coming from out of town, and that doesn't even include all the Angelinos that are going to be in the area too. It's going to be mayhem. So knowing where you're going to park is going to be a critical part of your fan experience.
And then, so what are the prices like leading up to the Super Bowl? And then how many, you know, spots do you have available? How does it compare to past Super Bowls? Because this is your fifth Super Bowl that you're dealing with, right?
Yeah. So what I would say is it's consistent with past Super Bowls where you'll see some just crazy aberrations with parking. The demand spikes, you know, even though SoFi Stadium has increased the number of parking spots, most of those are really for season ticket holders or VIPs. So, you know, right now the parking spots are quite expensive. They range from $100 to $500 for most of them. Some are as high as $700. But what we've seen is as it gets closer and spots do get booked up, the prices can rise. And, you know, we've seen $1,000, $2,000 spots in the past. I think there was recently folks selling them for $4,000, not on our platform. Our averages are around $250. You can park a little bit further away for about $100 or $125, but they're quite pricey in the range of $100 to $500, which is consistent with pretty much every Super Bowl that we've seen.
So that's not bad, considering the tickets will cost you anywhere from 5,000 grand up to, you know, 500,000 grand, basically. But I'm wondering, so this is to do with the game and prices are higher. And you say as you get closer to the game, the prices could go even higher. But what about as far as your business model in general? Do you have surge pricing, let's say like an Uber or a Lyft does at certain times of the day or in certain areas?
So I think the way to think about it is this. So regardless of our service, the event rates are going to rise based off supply and demand. And so regardless of Spot Hero, the prices are set by our parking partners. And so you'll also see them rise on site. What I would say is it's very important if you're going to the Super Bowl to reserve it ahead of time, because what's worse than expensive parking? How about no parking? Because it's just not available. And this happens with Super Bowl or other events where you'll drive there, you might miss a good part of the game or the event. And it's not so much about price, it's really about availability. So our business model is predicated on two things, price and convenience. We offer both, and they're, you know, going to be different degrees in different cities. But the peace of mind, especially for any event or if you're going to a restaurant, wherever, of not having to worry about where you're going to park or how much you're going to pay is a core component of what we call heroic customer experience.
All right. All about ease and convenience. We will leave it there. Mark Lawrence, Spot Hero founder and CEO. Thanks so much for your time today.